In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex. And I assume Nikki somewhere? Maybe?
Are you rolling too, Sarah?
Oh, I'm not rolling. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
It's all right. It's all right. It'll be fine. Everything's just going to be fine.
All right. All right.
There we go. Boom. I'm rolling. So, hi. How is everyone doing? It's yesterday we did a lot of catch up. And today I want to read you, remember, I don't know, a week ago, I said, somebody had written in and said, I'd like to hear about people who died during sex.
Right.
And boy, did our listeners step up. I have a couple things. I think they're fun. They're not.
I mean, yay,
people
dying.
Die in them. But this person lived, so this is good news. This is from a texter named H. Just listen to The Secret Show. I work in an ER. And I had a patient that passed out unconscious and seized during sex. They almost died and ended up on a ventilator for days. During the initial assessment in the ER where we intubated and placed a catheter, we noticed he was still really engorged and swollen. Turns out he had a cock ring in place and it was quite the challenge to remove.
Oh.
The partner, the person who called 911 to begin with when this person passed out and started seizing, called later and said, I'm missing a toy. It's a bright yellow butt plug. And it might still be in him.
Oh.
It wasn't. They x-rayed to make sure. You know, you got to check for these things. Could be all kinds of things. So no butt plug was found. I don't know where the butt plug. Maybe it was in the ambulance or something. Maybe he ejected it on his
wing. This was
seized.
Two guys, you think?
I do not know. They just say the partner called.
All
right. We had to x-ray to check. No butt plug was found. No death, but almost. This guy was in bad shape. So I don't know what all else was happening with this person, but that was a sexcapade gone completely wrong. This one is from Facebook. Love you guys. Saw this story. Thought it was perfect for The Secret Show. So this is, and I'm not going to say the lady's name. I feel like we might have actually talked about this story, Vin. When it happened in real life. So there's some pictures of this lady on Facebook. She weighs 480 pounds.
Okay.
And she has a smallish boyfriend. He's, you know, kind of doofy looking. He's got glasses on and there they are. I don't know if that's them getting married. Well, they are saying spouse, so she's wearing a blue dress, though, not a white dress, so I'm a little confused. So, there's the pictures, you guys. So, she's large, and okay. He's small.
Right.
She has been charged with involuntary manslaughter after her husband...
Killed him?
By accident. Involuntary manslaughter. Her husband died while performing oral sex on her. And there's some fucked up stuff in this story, so... this isn't a story for everyone. Even Secret Show listeners are going to be like, holy shit, I can't believe they just said this. So I'm going to
read
it.
So she sat on his face?
But there's more than that. It's very...
Tell me.
Oh, God.
You got to tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to read you the whole thing, but
let me tell you something.
I'm qualifying this with yikes.
This is just I realize it's on point with the story and off point with the story, but for the record, I love having a lady just smash my face with her pussy. I want her on top of me and just I love it. It's awesome. So I've never had anybody that's big enough to maybe possibly kill me, but I love that feeling. It's great.
Well, generally speaking, your partner is someone that you could go, I'm in trouble, and move them. If it came to that.
Get off of me.
But it's more than just this, and I'm not sure exactly what was happening when this guy died, but this lady she's been sentenced. Well, they're saying she's been sentenced to involuntary manslaughter, but then it says she was charged, and they don't say what the sentence is.
Oh,
so.
My God. So she purposefully smothered him.
No, involuntary manslaughter. She killed him by accident.
Oh, okay.
But they're saying here she was sentenced, but they're not saying what the sentence was. So anyway, he was found dead after they'd been doing this. She was, at 28, arrested last year after calling 911 when her husband... 31 had cardiac arrest while being suffocated to death. She said at the time she was sitting on his face and he was giving her oral, and she realized that his legs had changed colors. We were having sex. He started eating my pussy. I was just sitting on his face for like 25 minutes when his legs turned a greenish blue color. According to her lawyer, he liked to insert his entire head into her vagina.
That's not possible.
You can't do that. That's not possible.
I'm just reading you the story.
She killed him. Keep going. Sorry.
The wife says that she warned him multiple times that is really dangerous for you to put your whole head into me.
That's impossible.
I know.
But did she like it? Does she say that it, despite it being dangerous, she also thought it felt great?
Well, if you can get a head up there, I bet you that's what you need.
Well, I'm actually thinking like that must be more than like he probably can't touch both sides of her with his man area.
Oh.
Or she's just got a lot of room to push out. I'm with you. I don't understand it at all. But it sounds like she's sitting on him, riding his face and thinking that everything's okay. Meanwhile, he's dying.
And then
dying.
He just turns up and forces his way in.
And not only that,
gosh.
So he's up in there and she's like riding him and doesn't realize that enough minutes have gone by that he has now died.
Well, it must feel great for her. She's probably in heaven. What, you know, when you are in heaven, you don't want to stop, right?
I just feel like that's physically impossible. You know,
I do
like
too.
Babies are what, 10 centimeters?
Oh my God. Hold on. Hang on a second. There's more.
Okay.
I guess I stopped reading right when I found out he used to stick his head in her vagina because, oh, hang on. They sentenced her to 10 years, 6 months. They judged the sexual practices to be extremely dangerous behavior and completely reckless conduct for a woman of her size.
What practices besides the head going up the vagina were they up to? Because there's another one, isn't there?
No, there's just more about what exactly happened. So this is more along the lines of what you originally thought here. So the prosecutor showed documents attesting that the paramedics took at least 12 minutes to get his head out of her.
Oh.
The time of death is estimated to be 17 minutes before the 911 call and 59 minutes after his head was removed. Must be before 59 minutes before his head was removed from the inside of her area. This is written weird. 59 minutes after his head was taken out. I don't like
you can't see this, but I'm holding my forehead.
I
have a shock face. I am.
It's insanity. Oh my God.
What's going on?
There's more. Oh, Jesus. This is horrid. Okay, so the time of death is 17 minutes before she calls 911 and a full hour before they get the head out of her. So she's got a dead guy stuck in her. The
boy, not a dead guy, her husband.
Yeah, a dead husband. Right. The husband was hospitalized last year, weeks after their honeymoon, after, quote, large amount of fecal matter had entered his lungs during oral anal intercourse. So he stuck his head up her butt, too.
He could get in her butt, too?
Where? What else could have happened? Did she poop right on him and he just...
Well, they people do that. I don't. I haven't figured out why. It goes back to that whole lady peeing on the dude on stage. Like, you see it and you just go, I can't get what this is about. This is to be done in the bathroom. Hello.
So, yeah, she got 10 years because they said you had to know that this guy could suffocate. Involuntary manslaughter, yes, but 10 years in prison for you. Yikes. Mm-hmm. And then this is, it wasn't even the first time they'd had to go to the, he almost died because he had shit in his lungs. I don't even know what to say about this.
You know, well, I don't either because that's just so far extreme from anything I can understand. But I do trip out. So occasionally, once in a while, hardly ever, I watch a little porn for inspiration when I'm massaging myself. Mm-hmm. And occasionally you will see on these websites with all these little squares, there's all these little videos that are available to you and you sort of look through them like, well, that chick looks hot, or you just write, you know, vintage and they pull up all the old videos that are, you know, you can actually stomach. But there are some of them where fisting is fairly regular. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. I'm not. I could see if, you know, let's say a lady's like, look, I don't. I'm bigger, whether it's because of kids or just was born this way. But I like to be filled up, and I need your whole hand. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't. Maybe someone with a vagina can comment on the fisting thing. To me, it's not hot to look at because I feel like that's not. Sex between two people, that's
a lady sitting on someone's arm.
That's stunts. Now you're just doing stunts. These are like parlor tricks, you know. Like, I had a girlfriend who could touch her tongue to her nose and I thought that was the neatest thing, but it's a trick. It's like, okay, nobody can do that, so it's neat, right, to show people.
Sure.
But the idea that you're like, you know,
elbow deep,
all the way up to the elbow, that's just not hot in my mind.
I had a boyfriend who wanted to do that when I was a kid.
Wait, what?
I had a boyfriend who wanted to do that. So he would like lube up his hand, try and get it in there, and he couldn't. I haven't tried it since then.
But you were like, okay, go ahead, try it.
Well, he was really wanted to. So he, you know, try to narrow his hand down so that he could get it past the outside, you know, like
when he was doing this, were you like,
ow, this hurts. That's not happening.
I don't know how that would feel to you if you're like, yeah, I want to feel stretched out, or if you're like, you're killing me, dude. This hurts. Yeah.
Well, and it didn't seem like a great idea because, you know, if he was struggling to, like, I don't want that to become an easy thing to do.
Right.
Let's put it
right
that way. Yeah, this is, I'm like actually a little bit flabbergasted right now. Like, this is, I read down
that's
to the
that's a real
place,
story.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, someone sent it to us from Facebook. So I did you find confirmation on this?
Here.
Yeah, do a little fact checking. Do you see all the names? Because the person who sent it to us isn't someone involved with this. They found this on Facebook. But I didn't get to the. I just really sort of looked down to where he wanted to put his head into the vagina, and then I sort of stopped reading because I'm like, ugh, I can't even imagine that. And I didn't get to the part about the having inhaled a huge amount of fecal matter. Yikes.
I don't. Look, I was totally serious when I said I like to be pinned down by pussy on the bed, but I don't know anything about what you just said. Like, that's not the same thing at all.
Is that like a I want to get born again kind of thing? Like,
I have no. I'm telling you, I have no idea.
You know you can't breathe up there.
I just like... lady area. I like to have it, you know, like there's a neat feeling and also there's a control level that a lady has when you're underneath her like that. Like, she can put your mouth where she wants it.
Right.
More easily than when she's laying on her back. So to me, that's sort of directing
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Like, there, now I'm going to move up here.
If she went down and tried to just, like, sit on top of your head, would that be a thing you were...
Honestly, I know we're goofing around, but she's a tiny little thing. It's just not... It's so...
Get in there!
Yeah, this is so not... It's so... far from a possibility that I can't comprehend.
It's hard because there's a pelvic girdle in there somewhere. Like, I'd like get it. This lady's big. But does that get bigger? Like, your bones don't change. I mean, your doctor feels around to make sure a baby's head's going to be able to get through your girdle. Or pelvic, I think that's what it's called, a pelvic girdle.
I wouldn't try to question you when on things like this. You probably got it.
So that seems like something that you couldn't get a man's head past. So maybe they just meant he liked to stick his whole face in. I don't get it.
Makes more sense. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make any
physically,
sense.
It doesn't seem like it should be physically possible.
Right.
Gaining weight does not change
your bones.
Right.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc. Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
I am seeing the story in a bunch of different places.
So this is a thing. This really did happen.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Just a little thing. Multiple
different versions of the story. You know,
there it is, though. Died having sex and had a couple close calls prior to.
It didn't stop him. I wonder if she was demanding of it, like, you do that one thing.
But what else is there to fit? I mean, that's going to be comparable.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like
a pumpkin patch right down the street. Could we head down there?
I don't know. That's so weird. I mean,
it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Well, it's right up there.
It's way up there. Come on. Yeah.
Is it the weirdest thing we've ever heard?
Well, I can't say. I know. I mean, we laughed and it was weird. And I'm just recently told the story when Jim Norton was like, yeah, I don't spill the urine. And I'm looking at him going, I don't know what do you mean you don't spill it? And he points to his mouth like, yeah, I drink it. That's when I play Golden Showers, I don't spill because
I want it in me.
I'm drinking it. And I was just like, oh, I thought it was, if they call it a shower.
I actually have heebie-jeebies right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you switch stories. Bring us bad advice. Let's cleanse the palate. Yeah, do anything.
My husband's birthday's coming up. As 40th in December, and I really want to do something special. This person wants recommendations for a relaxing staycation here in the Bay Area. We live in Livermore, but we're willing to travel. Also, would love some advice on how to get an insecure wife, me, how I can get out of my head and give him a memorable, sexy time birthday weekend.
Mm.
Well, what would you want, Vinny? Memorable, sexy time birthday weekend.
I can't speak for your husband, but one thing I will say about myself,
yes,
is that I wouldn't be here if I wasn't into this chick. And I don't mean that we don't have partnership in other ways, but I'm into her. And so I assume your husband's really into you. I get that you can get into your own head or whatever. But what I'd say is I'm sure through the years there have been things he said, whether that's do a strip tease for me or I want to try anal or whatever thing that he.
Leave as the far shoes as, on.
As no, far no, no, as no, being, don't take them off. Leave them on.
Yeah. As far as being too into your head, you have to accept this guy loves you and wants you in every possible way. And then from that place, you have to gain the confidence to take charge. Like, that's where you have to build that confidence out of, which is this guy fucking loves you and is totally into you and you're his sex life. Be that. Like, fine. And if it takes a drink or two, fine. Have a glass of wine before you do a striptease or decide.
Climb to the bed and tickle him with a feather. Let's get to it.
Or tonight's the night that you're going to let him have anal or you're going to give him a rim job while you give him a blow job or whatever. What do we call that? A rusty trombone.
I don't know, but I don't you think you have to go that far. Don't do anything you don't want to do. I mean,
you do it if
well,
wants
she
to.
Wants to. She wants to give him a time he'll never forget.
I think, you know, a nice
ask
feather.
V. Hale. She does rusties happily.
On anyone. Where she is she these the days? Holy shit.
Oh, so I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to pep talk you, which is this guy's into you. Use that from that place where you're standing in full confidence that this guy's into you and loves you. Now take charge and give him the best time of his life. And if it takes a pop, have a glass of wine before you do it. But I appreciate your effort and I know he will. I know he will. And I swear to you, maybe I can only comment as, you know, from my own place, but after something rad has been done like that, I feel like a fucking puppy following her around. Like, that was really
can
awesome.
Can I buy
thanks.
You an SUV?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know we've got two cars already, but I know you really like that Honda Element. I was thinking
go
we
ahead
could
and get that minivan now. Yeah.
Do you want to?
You're
another
kidding.
Peloton.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not
no,
kidding.
That's...
You want something put out.
So, yes, that's what I'm telling you. Afterward, you'll be like, I can't believe I never put together that all I got to do is something special for this guy and he follows me anywhere I go. It's a good move. Do it.
As far as places to go, the one that popped into my head is that Fairmont property. Is it the Claremont?
In Sonoma?
No. The one right up
in Berkeley, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. Berkeley. Oakland.
Oakland Hills. Yeah, that's
that
good
place
too.
It's so stylish just walking in there. It's just super, it's posh and it's reasonable and it's got lovely views and might be a fun place to just go and then you can stroll around there and I really like that place. Where else would be?
It was nice. What came to mind for me was it's a little further away, but Carmel Valley Ranch was spectacular.
Oh, that was epic.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Carmel is really neat.
And where's the Post Ranch? Where's that?
You can't. Post Ranch is so expensive.
Mm.
I mean, you can, and I'll tell you, I got to go. It was off season. It was through Hooman knew a guy, and the guy knew our show, and the guy said, "We're off season. There's no one here. You're welcome to take at a reasonable rate." And we did it, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me with a date in my entire life. Like
that's isn't that where you got your first "I love you"?
I'd rather not.
Oh, no, said it. Yeah, you said I love you. That
I'd rather
you
not bring.
It.
Why you got to bring stuff up?
I'm just remembering it. That's a nice memory.
That's where that
why
happened.
Is that a bad memory?
That's not a bad memory. Happened. It's just, it's embarrassing that that came out of my mouth again with the sex thing. Like there I was, I just got laid and all of a sudden I spit that out of my stupid head. I'm like,
I love you.
What am I doing? What am I doing? Why would you
normal.
Say that?
That's a good one.
Jesus.
That's nice. Yeah, Carmel actually sounds great. Post Ranch sounds.
You.
I mean, come on, Post Ranch.
Cool. That's a good one. Yeah, so if you could afford
it's his 40th,
that.
It's 40th, right?
You cannot go wrong there, but it's very.
Hooman would say go in a hot air balloon. That would be really cool. Like go up to Napa or Sonoma or something, get a place there and do a hot air.
Hooman hasn't had a legitimate relationship in 20 years.
I know, but who doesn't want to go up in a, it's something special for his 40th.
Sure. I'm just saying.
I'd rather not go.
Really?
Yeah, that's not what I'm into.
Oh, I'd love to do that for my 60th.
If she really wanted to, I guess I'd
You're
do
right
it,
there. Man. You should do it.
Yeah, you should do it, Sarah.
I'm not going to set it up myself.
Okay.
John. I still wonder if anything's happening this weekend for my birthday.
I hope that something is.
And I have a feeling something isn't, though.
It kind of seems like you're expecting something is.
Well, Bryn said something that made me feel like he knew about something happening, but then he sort of walked it back.
So I got the cigarette here that I had from, like, the previous time I saw you, not Hooman's party, but the one before that. And I was like, I'll bring it to you this week when I see you. And she goes, did you just give something away? And I'm like, no, fool. I'm seeing you at work on Thursday. And she goes, you're a bad liar. And I'm like, no,
no, he totally started walking it back.
Do not, do not. I did not. So now I feel terrible because now she thinks like Britton just gave something up when they're, I don't know how else to tell you that there really
is.
Do
you hear him?
I said,
I mean,
I will give it to you. All I said was, I'll give you this week when I see you, because I knew I was going to see you on Thursday.
I really wish you'd stop playing with cigarettes, Bryn. Honestly, it's not good for you. One of these
days. Doesn't that seem super fishy, even the way he said, like, why would he think to bring that in?
Oh,
the only time we ever share cigarettes is when we're at, like, parties and stuff.
Well, he wants you to have it back, and look, he's hitting it now, so clearly
still works.
He's going to end up addicted to the thing eventually.
Look, I haven't hit it. That's why it still works. This has been, like, probably a month.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. So,
well, anyway, it's not all moldy or something.
I'm sure, look, has John ever let you down? I don't think so.
He won't let, I mean, it won't even be a letdown if there isn't anything. It's just that I sort of have wondered, because he hasn't said anything about what we're doing this weekend.
I don't think John's
that guy. But he did sort of put me off from making plans with people.
Yeah, he's got you. You know what? I'm that guy. He's not that guy. I'm a guy who will cluelessly do nothing up until the day before and then go, oh, I better do something. And then it's too late to do anything. And then I have to overspend in order to even kind of make up for having not put out any effort. Douchebag. I'm so stupid. God. Anyway, John's not dumb. He'll take care of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for this lady's 40th, I mean, I hope we gave her a couple ideas of places to go.
And by the way, you know what
put
you
out
should
hard.
Do?
What?
Squash his whole head up your vagina.
Mm. Mm, yeah, you should try that.
For my birthday, really?
Yeah.
Kill my husband for my birthday.
Well, no. I mean, let him out. Don't keep him in there.
What if I can't? What if the kung fu grip gets a hold of him?
Oh,
I mean, it is his head we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yikes. Damn, can you imagine killing someone that way?
No,
it's so insane.
I just got done telling you that I like that particular move because it's fun. It's good for her. I like it. But the idea, like, I'm just trying to think about, it's not... It's no different than banging your head into a wall. There's no way that's possible.
Right. It does. It feels impossible unless it's just like a face as far in there as, like, maybe they're being dramatic with the head is up there all the way.
Well, it's not the dramatic part. It's that they couldn't get him out, right? You said that it took them 12 minutes to get him out of there.
To birth him, basically. Which means he was full-on head up or gooch.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to be. Like, you'd have to have your chin caught in there.
Right. Yes.
And they'd probably be like,
we gotta give
him. We can't pull on his feet. We're going to break his neck.
Well, he's already dead.
I know, but you're trying not to, you know.
Do you think that they had to give her an episiotomy to do it? Slice a Rooney?
No.
They just worked him out.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, maybe if they still could feel his lungs breathing, you know, like that, like there was some movement or some signs of life or some pulse, maybe they would have cut him out of there. But otherwise, why would you?
Right.
What would be the year we're going to cut you to get a dead guy out?
God, we just got off this topic. Now we're back. All right, we're done for today. Thank you guys so much. Write to us anytime, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. We certainly would love to hear your thoughts and feelings, your stories, and of course, bad advices, like the very sweet one about the lady with the 40-year-old husband in December. Hope we helped her.
Right.
All right. Have a great day.
Striptease. Anal. Rusty trombone. The end.